On Killing a Tree, Gev Patel. Introduction. Gev Patel is one of the prominent Indian writers in English. He was born in Mumbai and educated at Xavier's High School and Grand Medical College, Mumbai. He is employed as a medical practitioner in Mumbai at present and conducts workshops poetry for students. Patel belongs to a group of writers who have subscribed themselves to the Green Movement, which is involved in an effort to protect the environment. His poems speak of deep concerns for nature and expose man's cruelty to it. Patel's works include Poems, 1966, How Do You Withstand, Body, 1976, and Mirrored Mirroring, 1991. He has also written three plays titled Princess, Swaksha, and Mr. Behram. He is a painter too and has conducted several exhibitions of his paintings in India and abroad. His poems have appeared in the New Writing in India, Illustrated Weekly of India, Poetry India, and Young Commonwealth Poets. On Killing a Tree included in the collection Poems, which was launched by the famous poet Nazim Ezekiel, describes man's cruelty to trees, symbolic of nature with irony and detachment. The step-by-step process in annihilating the tree is minutely portrayed in the poem. The tree has grown slowly, consuming the earth. It has become strong, absorbing air, water, and sunshine. It has rooted itself deep into the soil. Hence, mere acts of hacking and chopping can't destroy the tree. It has remarkable powers of resilience. So man decides to pull out the root itself and cuts the tree into convenient pieces. His torture of the felled tree continues by scorching and choking it in the sun and air, and by browning and hardening it through various chemical processes. Man is not unaware of the benefits of tree in life, but his greed for wealth has made him utterly callous and insensitive. Though the poem provides step-by-step instructions for destroying the tree, its implied message is against killing trees. The poem underlines the resilience of nature in spite of human violence against it. Patel employs irony and sarcasm to convey his anger against environmental destruction. However, the poem is open for multiple interpretations. It seems to speak of persistence if we want to eradicate a problem. The source of the problem needs to be removed for its total eradication. The language of On Killing a Tree is simple, and the diction has remarkable evocative power. The poem is an apt commentary on a major environmental issue, mindless deforestation that human beings face today. Quite characteristic of Patel, the tone of the poem is flat, dispassionate, even offhand, wary of any attempt to ennoble, prettify, or sentimentalize the subject matter. Text. It takes much time to kill a tree. Not a simple jab of the knife will do it. It has grown, slowly consuming the earth, rising out of it, feeding upon its crust, absorbing years of sunlight, air, water, and out of its leprous hide, sprouting leaves. So, hack and chop, but this alone won't do it. Not so much pain will do it. The bleeding bark will heal, and from close to the ground will rise curled green twigs, miniature boughs, which if unchecked will expand again to former size. No, the root is to be pulled out of the angering earth. It is to be robbed, tied, and pulled out, snapped out, or pulled out entirely, out from the earth cave, and the strength of the tree exposed, the source white and wet, the most sensitive hidden for years inside the earth. Then the matter of scorching and choking in sun and air, browning, hardening, twisting, withering, and then it is done.